AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The van involved in the Dallas Police Headquarters shooting caught fire. Rounds of ammunition went off inside. Police in Dallas say the man accused of firing the shots at headquarters is dead. Police Chief David Brown says it's amazing no one was hurt from that gunfire.
No civilians at all. This area, if you're familiar with this area, it's a nightclub or a bar right nearby, a hotel right nearby, people coming and going.
The suspect was confirmed dead in the van after a police sniper shot him. Police have not identified him, although the suspect told police before he died his name was James Boulware. About 800 members of law enforcement are searching for the two convicted killers who escaped from a prison in upstate New York 8 days ago. Local resident John St. Germain is looking too.
I'm just kind of looking at things along the river and stuff. The river's real high right now, and seeing if I see anything. And if I see something, well, I know what to do.
The two escaped after cutting themselves out of prison with power tools. Hillary Rodham Clinton used her first major speech of her presidential campaign to send a message of prosperity for all.
Clinton portrayed herself as a fierce advocate for those left behind in the post-recession economy, detailing a lifetime of work on behalf of struggling families. She says her mother's difficult childhood inspired what she considers a calling.
Prosperity can't be just for CEOs and hedge fund managers.
She went on to say,
prosperity and democracy are part of your basic bargain too.
Her campaign says that tenacious fighter message will be the foundation of her presidential bid. On Roosevelt Island, I'm Julie Walker.
In New Hampshire, fellow candidate Martin O'Malley says he has something Hillary Rodham Clinton doesn't have, executive experience as governor of Maryland. This is AP Radio News. The Foo Fighters have canceled two shows in Europe. Frontman Dave Grohl fell off the stage during a concert in Sweden and broke a leg. Kyle McKinnon reports Grohl's injury didn't stop the show.
Videos posted on social media showed Grohl apologizing again and again to his fans, but saying he had to go to the hospital. He promised to come back, and he did, sitting or standing on crutches the rest of the show. Afterward, he tweeted an X-ray image of what appeared to be a fractured leg.
So two shows coming up in Europe have been canceled by the Foo Fighters. Hurricane Carlos is in the Pacific, south of Acapulco. A hurricane watch is in effect for Mexico's southwest coastline. Carlos is the third hurricane of the 2015 Eastern Pacific season. Ocean swells kicked up by Carlos will reach the coast over the next days and could produce life-threatening surf and rip currents. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.